Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. The opening prayer for today's Mass is worth reflecting on. It says this: Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that always pondering spiritual things, we may carry out in both word and deed that which is pleasing to you. Now, how can you always ponder spiritual things? Someone put it this way: to see everything in this life in light of eternity. Look at the things of this world, the gifts, the graces, the blessings, the challenges, the trials. Look at it in light of eternity. What does this mean in light of eternity? What is God allowing in order to bring me closer to Himself? It's developing a perspective that sees everything in this life in light of eternity. That certainly helps in the process of making decisions. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that always pondering spiritual things, we may carry out in both word and deed that which is pleasing to you. May that be the case, brothers and sisters. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to see everything in this life in light of eternity. What does this mean in light of eternity? What is God allowing in my life that could draw me closer to Himself? I draw close to the Lord. I intercede. I ask the Lord to show me the path that He wants me to walk, especially when I'm experiencing trials, so that I may draw closer to Him, that I may be sustained, that I may be helped in every way. Let's take a look at the first reading today from the letter of St. James, chapter 5, verses 1 to 6. Come now, you rich, weep and wail over your impending miseries. Your wealth has rotted away, your clothes have become moth-eaten, your gold and silver have corroded, and that corrosion will be a testimony against you. It will devour your flesh like a fire. You have stored up treasure for the last days. Behold the wages you withheld from the workers who harvested your fields. They are crying aloud, and the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. God knows everything. Remember that. You have lived on earth in luxury and pleasure. You have fattened your hearts for the day of slaughter. You have condemned, you have murdered the righteous one. He offers you no resistance. Brothers and sisters, sometimes that's the way we live life. There are some people who are, in a sense, bound to that way of life. They're under bondage. They don't see the truth. They don't understand who they are. Well, I want to make sure that you, those listening to this program, know honestly who you are. A child of God. God chooses to accompany you all through your life, leading you closer to Himself. But the world in which we live tries to eliminate any reference to God at all, that this life is the be-all and the end-all, so make sure you get everything. Make sure you have everything. Don't let anybody get in your way. Fight for everything. But it's always self, self, self. And ultimately, that level of self-focus leads to destruction. It just does. So brothers and sisters, we want to face reality, because reality includes right in the center. That which makes reality reality is Jesus Christ. He's as close to you as your breath is to you. He's very close and very near, and wants to lead you and inspire you in the right direction. If you let Him lead you, if you listen to Him, if you give Him time in prayer, if you allow your mind to be shaped by the truth, not by the messages of this world. My goodness, the magazines you pick up, most of the newspapers you pick up are opinion pieces. They're not really news. What we want are the facts so that we can make a mature decision about the issues. But that's often not what we're getting. Seek the truth. Seek to follow the truth. Seek to live in the truth. And most of all, seek to live in union with the one who is all truth. Don't just say, oh, well, I'm just going to put my toe into this. I just want to see what it's like. No. No, because we're weak human beings. We're weak, and we can be very, very enticed by that which satisfies the flesh in whatever form it comes. We can be very enticed. We can be deaf and blind sometimes to what God is saying to us, offering us. God never forces himself, but he offers. Do you receive in the time of trial, in the time of temptation, do you receive what God has for you? Turn to him first, always. First, middle, and last, turn to him. Psalm 49, blessed are the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. And I spoke to you yesterday about what it meant to be poor in spirit, that he's the source, he's the origin, he's the help. He's the goal. He's everything. When that's clear, brothers and sisters, you're genuinely poor in spirit. You're looking in the right direction. Blessed are the poor in spirit. The kingdom of heaven is theirs. Look at the promise. This is the way of those whose trust is folly, the end of those contented with their lot. Like sheep, they are herded into the netherworld. Death is their shepherd. The upright rule over them. Quickly, their form is consumed. The netherworld is their palace, but God will redeem me from the power of the netherworld by receiving me. Fear not when a man grows rich, when the wealth of his house becomes great, for when he dies, he shall take none of it. His wealth shall not follow him down. Though in his lifetime he counted himself blessed, they will praise you for doing well for yourself. You know, the adulation, shall we say, that comes from other people because of your success. At times there is that adulation because they really want to share in it. They really want to be part of it, and they're telling you how wonderful you are, and you begin to think how wonderful you are, not acknowledging or not realizing that God is the source of everything you have. Everything good you have, God is its source. Return gratitude where it belongs. If people thank you for showing them something they didn't see before, or understand, or you're kind, gracious, loving, generous to them, and they thank you, then just say to them, I appreciate your gratitude. Let's together thank God who supplied it all. Always bring it back to God. And the gospel for today is taken from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 41 to 50. Jesus said to his disciples, anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Anyone who is good to you, because they see the presence of God in you and they're good to you, it's really the Lord they're thanking. But they need to thank. We need to express our gratitude. We're not very good at that. We need to express our gratitude to others humanly, but we also need to express our gratitude regularly to God. Do we? Jesus goes on to say here, and he's speaking to his disciples now. He's not just speaking to the crowds in general, but to his disciples. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into hell, into the unquenchable fire. If your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, But if salt becomes insipid, with what will you restore its flavor? Keep salt in yourselves, and you will have peace with one another. Why is Jesus speaking like this? Does he want us to destroy us, ourselves? Does he want us to disfigure ourselves? No, of course not. Of course not. What Jesus is saying here, it's of paramount importance that we kill in ourselves selfishness, jealousy, envy, arrogance, gossip, lying, etc., etc., etc. God wants us not to maim ourselves and mutilate ourselves. He's speaking about the willingness to cut off from ourselves desires that lead us to do that which is evil. How do we do that? Well, first of all, we take some sin that we know is going to be really hard to break in your life. Take it to the Lord and say, Lord, alone I cannot conquer this temptation. Alone I will fall back into sin. Will you help me to destroy this temptation? That's doing what this gospel is asking for. You're asking God's help to eliminate this pattern from your life. Is that hard? Yes. Yes. To the level, however deep it's ingrained in you, however deep the roots go down in you, yes, it's hard to break them. Just cutting it off, the little roots are going to continue to, shall we say, blossom and then appear again in your life. Those are seeds, brothers and sisters, of selfishness and lust and envy and arrogance. Lying spirits, thieving spirits, malicious spirits. You don't want those roots to grow in your life. You want them to be gone. So, brothers and sisters, we don't just cut off the sin by asking forgiveness from God. That's the first step. But how am I going to get to how deep those roots might be in me? Habits. By that I mean habits and patterns that we've, in a certain way, cultivated for a long time. And now we want to get rid of that. How do we do that? We come before God every day, maybe many times a day, and say, Lord, I want to break this habit pattern of sin in my life. I can't do it on my own. Will you help me? And then every hour, really, you can get into a habit of this. Every hour, just stop and say, Lord, thank you for helping me, but please continue to help me. Acknowledge the fact that you're attached to this sin. You fall into it very easily. And you just acknowledge it, Lord, I can't break this pattern of sin in my life alone. Will you come and help me? And just keep praying that way, day in, day out, maybe even in the middle of the night. Just keep praying it simply and asking God, come and help me because I cannot do it alone. Put forth your effort as much as you can, but ask God's help. I guarantee if you do that and you persevere in it, God will break that pattern of sin in your life. May God abundantly bless you. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.